live from Grove Hill, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express, featuring Nate Saunders with the news, Diana Gibson traffic, and many others too numerous to mention. Now your hosts, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick.
Hello, good morning, and rise and shine up at Adam. It is the Morning News Express. My name is Bob Miller. His name is Ryan Hedrick. 6:12 on a bone-chilling morning.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah, it is bone-chilling.
And we're a little bit sad this morning because the death of famed singer Meatloaf at the age of 74. Yeah.
I loved Meatloaf. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's he was kind of an iconic singer. At least in my part.
Bob. Hang on.
Marvin Lee Adday was his real name.
Don't be sad.
There you go.
Don't be sad.
Yeah, I'd do anything for love. Hot Patootie, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, and 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
So there's no cause of death. Of course, he was surrounded by a family. His official Facebook post indicates that his wife made a statement. So you could search Meatloaf on Facebook this morning to learn more about him. But, you know, for the younger generation, really, you know, I think we're losing a lot of iconic stars, and I think as we get this watered-down version of what entertainment is, you know, everybody's so woke. Yeah. Everybody's so woke. There's a really good book out called Woke Inc., and it will demonstrate how the woke culture is really destroying our cultural iconic status, you know?
Yeah. Well, his Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell album, probably one of the best-selling albums of all time. His corroboration with Jim Steinman was just, you know, it kind of gave him his sound. And he took that sound and just ran with it. I mean, here's this guy who was just, you know, bigger than life almost. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, his little bit in Rocky Horror Picture Show was just as good. But yeah. And he was a pretty decent actor, too.
Yeah. All around talent.
Yep. All around talent. And, you know, prayers and stuff go out to his families. I just, it's just sad. It's one of those things. And I don't think he's had anything out lately, but you know, he didn't have to. So.
Yeah, in 2018, he told Rolling Stone that he was so sick he probably would never make it back to a microphone, and that kind of rang true. 6:15 at WFMD, Meatloaf dead at the age of 74. Good morning.
9:30 WFMD Sports Update.
All right, the Washington Capitals were dealt a blow last night against the Boston Bruins, who have been traditionally tough on them. A final score 4-3 over in the NFL. The 49ers and Coach Kyle Shanahan hopeful that star edge rusher Nick Bosa will be cleared to play in Saturday's NFC playoff game against the Packers. Meanwhile, off the field, they hope it doesn't translate on the field. The Chiefs dealing with linebacker Willie Gay charged with criminal damage to property after authorities say he broke a vacuum in an argument with his son's mother. In baseball, locked out players planned a counteroffer to management on Monday, 11 days after clubs gave the union a proposal when the snail-paced negotiations resumed following a 42-day break. There's dwindling time to reach an agreement because spring training is supposed to start on February 16th. That's sports right here at WFMD. It is 6:17. Good Friday morning.
Yeah. It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. I want to talk real quick, and not a long time, but I was reading the local newspaper in the sports section. And I know, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I find this kind of ridiculous and would have said it if it was anybody else. But the NFL fined Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott $25,000 for condoning fans throwing objects at officials after their wild card loss to San Francisco. Their basic beatdown by the 49ers.
Yep.
So the fine was issued Thursday, a day after Prescott apologized in a series of tweets, told after the game fans were throwing objects at the officials. Prescott said, credit to them. He initially called it a sad because he thought the objects were being thrown at the Dallas players, which they probably should have been.
Well, actually, they were, but maybe the narrative was the referees were the target of the aggression by the fans.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Well, they ran off the field so fast. I mean, if you saw what happened, I mean, those referees, I mean, sprinted off the field.
Yeah.
When given another chance, the question about the fans throwing objects, he goes, I guess it's why the refs took off and got out of there so fast.
Yeah.
I think everybody was upset about the way that thing played out. Now, the reason why I said it is, I mean, the NFL seems to get so woke now, but you look at what, like, LeBron James says all the time. He never gets fined. And, you know, I think other players, I mean, getting fined $25,000 because he was like, you know, maybe they agreed with him. That's ridiculous that you do that, because you don't even know if that's what was really happening, if they were throwing stuff at the refs.
Right.
But just because he said, oh, good for them. I mean, oh, well, we got to protect the refs. Well, the refs sucked. Excuse my language. That whole weekend, they were horrible. In almost every game that I saw, the refs were horrible. They've not done a good job. We've seen that they have made, numerous mistakes. And then they just go, well, it was called on the field.
Well, that's not even close to the top story with the NFL, though. I mean, you raise a good point in that the NFL is just maybe even erroneously fining Dak Prescott for those comments, but the NFL is a crisis off the field, in my opinion. I mean, we have two players, actually three, that were involved in major legal incidents. The Jags player that was flipping off the cops as he led them on a high-speed chase. That Cleveland Browns player that was naked. He was naked in the middle of a Florida.
That sounds like a
PCP.
Mental breakdown.
Yeah, maybe PCP.
Drugs.
Yeah. So he was naked. He charged a deputy, hit him with a closed fist, and it took seven deputies to bring this guy into custody. And then the Chiefs player who broke a vacuum and several other items in an argument with his son's mom just days before the Chiefs are playing in a big game. Why does it always happen where toward the end of the season these players get crazy, lose their minds, and get arrested in high publicity incidents?
Well,
and then the NFL.
Hey, real quick. So the other two, okay. But a guy breaks a vacuum cleaner in his house.
Domestic violence, Bob. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I understand that, but he broke a vacuum cleaner, and that makes national news. I mean, but he was only fined $225. Maybe he just didn't want a vacuum.
Yeah, but it's not the player. I'm talking about the pattern. The pattern of aggression and just the attitude of indifference that these guys have toward law is, to me, disturbing. Because the NFL wants to focus on Dak Prescott, and that makes news. The AP should really be doing feature stories on players losing their minds, laying naked in the middle of a Florida road, flipping off police officers.
Ryan? Haven't we all done that?
Yeah. You know what? I did it last night, so
yeah, right.
I just wasn't caught.
You know, the other thing, and I hear what you're saying. Here's the other real quick thing is, what happened to COVID in the NFL now that we're in the playoffs?
Mm.
Just seems like it's not there, does it?
Yeah. Meanwhile, another great point that you raise is that the paper this morning, fear-mongering, the A1 story, Frederick County, nearly two dozen COVID-19 deaths, logged in last week. But you read the article, and it doesn't really say how these people died, because I will say it once, I will say it twice, I will say it three times. I will shout it from the rooftops. You don't die from COVID. You don't die from COVID. You don't die from COVID. I wish the mainstream media would start educating people and stop scaring the you-know-what out of them. You die from complications from COVID. The virus itself has a 99% recoverable rate. You almost always recover, but when it's mixed in with obesity and cancer and AIDS and diabetes, that's when you succumb to COVID. You don't die from COVID. That's a fake story. That's a fake story that will go out to thousands of people, and thousands of people will say, oh, I got to quarantine. I got to stay in. Where's your booster? Where's your shot? Where's your mask? That's the problem. That is why Donald Trump spent years railing on the mainstream corporate media, because they are inherently corrupt. That is a corrupt, fake headline.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that if you go into the hospital, you are going for whatever reason, and there's another story somewhere, we'll get to it, that if you go into the hospital, they'll test you, and you could be going in for other reasons, and if you've got COVID, then it's an automatic changeover to a COVID diagnosis, not something else. All right, we'll talk more about this coming up on the Morning News Express. It is, what? Is it? Friday. 6:29 on the Morning News Express. Oh yeah, 6:42 at WFMD. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Serio, the host of You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings at 10 right here on WFMD, kind of giving us an update on what's going on in the world of automobiles. And Dave, I don't know if you heard this, but the county council want to make a mandate that everybody who builds a house from now on has to put in the wiring for an electric car charging port.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Nope, I did not hear that, but it doesn't surprise me. I don't know if they're living in the real world or not, but I think they should take a survey of the people in the United States who buy cars and find out how many really want to buy an electric car.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. With gas prices the way they are, if you have an electric car, because I know people bought the Priuses and stuff like that, but, you know, if you had like a 12-mile commute or something, then, yeah, maybe if that's all you ever do, then maybe an electric car would be worth the hefty price tag. I have no idea. But for most people, I don't think it's a viable option.
Yeah, there's a viable option to have an electric car, but it's not for everybody, okay? Well, one thing that, you know, we were talking about a couple weeks ago in Virginia and that accident when they had the snow close down the road for, you know, 14 hours, 15 yeah. hours. You know, there are certain situations that would not have been good if 40% of those cars would have been electric cars. And you have other situations, of course, where, you know, you're in a situation where you're 250 miles from your house is as far as you can go if an electric car is the only car you have before you need charging. So there are reasons for not having an electric car. Not saying they're bad. They're not. A plug-in hybrid is probably one of the smartest ones out there. The one that goes, you know, 40, 50 miles on electric and then, you know, goes to gas when you need it, that's not a bad deal. But all electric mandates and then mandating that 220 voltage be put in for electric cars. And you know doggone well that if you put something in 2023 at a home and set it up for an electric car, you know in 2025 or 2026, they're going to change something to where that's not going to have to be able to use and you're going to have to do something kind of change to it. They always do. I mean, every automobile manufacturer has changed something in order to say, well, then this particular voltage will be necessary or this particular hookup will be necessary. I think we've got cart way, way before the horse.
Hey, Dave, any recalls this morning for us?
Well, we've got two. Hyundai is recalling some fairly new cars, 2020s and 2021s. It turns out the Sonata and the Elantra and the Santa Fe's are being recalled because of a windshield problem. And in case of an accident, the windshield has actually come out of the vehicle during these accidents. And then at the bottom of the report, it says no accidents have been reported. which I don't understand because that's how they had to find out they had the problem. But 2020 Sonatas, Elantras, and then 2020 and 2021 Santa Fes are being recalled because of a windshield problem. And then Ford is recalling 2014 and 2015 Ford Fusion, Lincoln MKZs, and then some 2015 Mustangs because the brake lights, because of a brake light switch problem, will not turn off. They stay on all the time. They're being recalled for that. Those are the two major recalls today.
All right, Dave Cirio, thank you very much. And host, You Ought to Know after 10 o'clock right here on WFMD. Stay warm, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.